As for today, what are we talking about? Well, a common problem for so many people living in villages across Oxfordshire is how do you get faster broadband speeds? Well, after years of talking to Oxfordshire County Council and BT, people living in Ewelme near Wallingford are knocking on DEFRA's door to see if a grant from them can finally bring a high-speed connection to the village. BBC Radio Oxford's Amanda Della has been there.
Ewelme is a quintessentially English village. There's the duck pond, the village shop and a local pub. But it is lacking something. Super fast broadband. It's a problem that many of Oxfordshire's villages face. David Cooper is deputy chair of the parish council.
It is increasingly limiting for people. School pupils rely on it often to get their homework, either to download it or to submit it. And there are a number of very small businesses, about a dozen or so around, that also rely quite heavily on good broadband connections, and they don't have that, so it's limiting the village economically.
After years of trying to get a firm to install the fibre optic cables, now the village is approaching DEFRA for a special grant in the hope of getting it sorted once and for all. But one villager, Chris Jenkins, says it isn't the only option.
I certainly accept and support the moves which are trying to sort of get hold of fibre optic broadband into Ewelme. But in the meantime, there's perfectly adequate service available to the village. It's basically a Wi-Fi router which is connected to 3G. It looks a bit like a mobile phone. The alternative is what has been known as a dongle, which looks a bit like a memory stick, and that also can be used, but that normally is just connecting 3G to one computer.
Well, the parish council will hear from DEFRA in mid-September about whether it can go ahead and bid for the money.
Well, that was Amanda Della reporting. Peter Cowan is the Regional Partnership Director for the South East Region. He says that there is no reason why rural communities won't get broadband. It's a part of the government's strategy.
If I lived in a small rural community, I would expect and hope that I could get it as quickly as anybody else in Manchester or London. But it is a fact that commercially, I mean, take Openreach as an example. They're putting £2.5 billion of their own money into this. No other operator in the world is putting that much money in as a commercial entity. So they believe in the future of broadband. And the government believes that the gap currently that the commercial market needs is about between 500 and 800 million, which they're putting forward. Providing it's backed by the county councils and local councils and by the commercial market as well, because they've got to put in their part.
That's Peter Cowan there from British Telecom. Let's get more on this from Ewelme resident Chris Jenkins, who says there are other ways to get faster broadband. He joins me now. Morning, Chris.
Oh, good morning, James.
How are you, sir? Are you all right?
I'm fine.
So it must be pretty frustrating not actually having, you know, fast broadband. Do you think that?
Well, I was surprised to learn when I was asked to do this interview that, in fact, I was interviewed 18 months ago by your Phil Mercer. I'm not sure he's still with you or not. But basically, the sort of same sort of question was asked about, you know, what are villages going to do without fast broadband? And my reply was, well, you can get broadband, perfectly adequate broadband, by using wireless broadband or mobile broadband, as it's called. And the situation hasn't really changed in those 18 months at all. There have been a number of efforts to try and get fibre optics into the village. Obviously, your last speaker was sort of indicating that this is a sort of a commercial consideration. My concern has been that the residents of a village like Ewelme, and there must be many other rural villages around that are in the same situation, mobile broadband has moved on a great deal since 18 months ago.
Well, talk me through it. How does that work?
Well, it's very much like the same kind of technology that you use for a mobile phone. But it uses slightly different equipment in order to receive data over the airwaves. I'm sure that I haven't got a great deal of time to explain, but this involves putting a black box on your window or windowsill to receive a signal, and then broadband is transmitted around the house as you would with a BT home hub.
And is it quick enough then, Chris?
Well, this morning I was measuring 5 megabits a second, which to most people would be perfectly adequate to do anything they needed to do. I run a business, I can watch high-definition TV, I can do shopping, all those sorts of things. So it's perfectly adequate. Certainly, if fiber optics came into the village, that would give a boost to the sort of speeds. But my main concern is people who don't understand or realise that they can get perfectly adequate broadband in a village like Ewelm, and I guess in a lot of other rural areas around Oxfordshire.
What about the cost? How much does it cost to use that system?
Well, I pay £8 a month for the service. I get 5 gigabytes of data to use over that month, which is fine. That's extremely competitive with any other kind of service. The other thing that that has happened over those last 18 months since I was last interviewed is that that 3G has evolved into a faster speed. In fact, in the national press this week and on TV, programs like Click have been talking about 4G, which I'm told is about 7 times as fast as 3G. So for my 5 megabits a second, I'd get 35. This is going to come along by the end of the year. I don't know quite how long it's going to take for countrywide, but it is an alternative to landline broadband. Now, that's not to say that I don't fully support what the parish council and the county are doing in terms of getting fibre in. What concerns me is that people are just waiting for BT engineers to knock at the door to say, would you like faster broadband? To overcome their very slow broadband speeds, you know, down to 0.5 megabit a second at the moment.
And there is that availability at the moment. Chris, it's good talking to you. Let's speak to you in 18 months' time and see where we're at then.
Yeah, do that. just a word, if people want to know more, if they just put Jenkins Ewelm into Google or their favourite search engine, they'll get all the information they need.
Excellent. Good talking to you. Chris Jenkins lives in Ewelm and he's happy with his broadband connection at the moment. All right, 13 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's BBC Radio Oxford.